You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is continuing to promote gas as a reliable energy source days before the release of the government's energy roadmap. Mr. Morrison threatened to intervene and build a gas-fired power station last week if the market doesn't replace the Liddell coal plant, which is set to close in 2023. Despite backlash from energy providers, the Prime Minister maintains the technology is crucial.
Well, gas has chosen itself because as yet there has been nothing that has been presented which meets the goals that we have, which is reliability and the firming capability for renewables to meet the gap that will be created. But of the 1,000 megawatts that are needed to replace Liddell, there'll be a mixture. There will be gas, but there will also be some form of a traditional coal-fired, which will make up part of that. But there will also be battery as well. That's all part of the 1,000 megawatts.
But a goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050 is still up in the air. Mr. Morrison told the ABC he's refusing to sign up to the target, saying he is more interested in the doing.
Our policy is to achieve that in the second half of this century. I'm interested in doing the things that make that happen. It's about the technology, and that will produce the results, and the results means lower emissions. And what we need to do is make sure the investments are driven by having lower emissions, lower costs, and supporting both today's jobs and future jobs.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann offered a similar message.
We are not about making symbolic commitments into the never-never. We're about taking action. We are committed through the Paris Agreement to a 2030 emissions reduction target, but we're working through our technology roadmap as hard as we can to do what we can to help reduce emissions in a way that is economically responsible and environmentally effective.
Every state and territory has signed up to either a goal or target, and it has overwhelming support from business and industry. More than 100 countries have also made the commitment. Greg Bourne from the Climate Council says leadership from the federal government is essential.
Otherwise, there are mixed signals which go to the market. And in the end, it's the market and business that delivers the changes that are necessary, whether it be in the agricultural sector, in the energy sector, in other sectors. We need an absolute determination to get to net zero by 2050 and interim targets. And that is necessary to come from the federal government.
The government says its technology roadmap will provide the direction to emissions reduction. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he doubts the roadmap will deliver on what is needed.
The government says that they're going to have a roadmap, but to a destination that they don't have. Well, a roadmap without a destination is a road to nowhere. And that's why the government should adopt zero net emissions by 2050, consistent with every state and territory government. It's only ideology that is standing in the way.
While Labor supports a 2050 target, it is yet to come up with an interim one. At the last election, it promised an emissions reduction target of 45% by 2030, but has since fallen back on that promise. Labor's resources spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon told Sky News the party shouldn't rush to a decision. Mr. Fitzgibbon has previously backed taxpayer support for expanding the gas sector.
So the government sets targets, the opposition doesn't. Let's wait and see where we are in a couple of years' time, see how technologies are developing. Because as I've said many times, the path to 2050 is not linear. As new capabilities come, technologies come online, then obviously the task gets easier.
But Mr. Bourne from the Climate Council says interim targets are an important part of the larger goal of achieving net zero in 2050.
If you do not have interim targets, you don't know where you're going. You really don't. And anyone who's worked in business absolutely knows that. You've got to have, yes, your final goals, and they might change over a number of decades, but you need to know where you're going. You need to know where you're going in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time. It's critical. So the opposition absolutely must set their own interim targets.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.